Blog Talk Radio.
When you get ready,
what you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Sermon entitled, It's Still Relevant.
We'll be taking our key scripture from the law of 1 Peter 1 and 23. And it reads this: having been born again through the word of God, which live and abide forever. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of 1 Peter 1 and 23. And I forgot to mention, if you want to follow along with the scripture reading and write it down for your own edification, you are so graciously, it would be just a blessing for you to do that, so you can go and back behind me and read what I'm saying. And you can get your iPads and your iPods and your tablets and your notebooks and your pen and paper and your iPhone and whatever digital devices that you have that you want to use, you can use and just go along, read along behind me. It don't have to be today, but whenever, it's available and you have a time set aside to read God's word, then, it would be good to just read behind me, because you don't never just want to take a person's word, even though the word can be truth. And I know that the word that I'm telling you is nothing but the truth, because I'm coming strictly out of the word of God. But it's just good for any individual to just read God's word for him or herself. But I just love for you to just get involved in the program. And God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you, because God said we are helpless one to another. And so I'm your sister, and you my sister, and you my brother in Christ Jesus. And I just know this, that God loves you, number one, because he always has to be number one. But God loves you, number one, and I love you, number two. And that's because God is number one. So I love you, number two, and you just be blessed and just, I hope and pray that this 2015 be the best year ever, and that God will open up the window of heaven and pour each and every one a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive. You will have to give away something in order to have room for the blessings, the abundant blessings that God has to present them to you. All right, so now we're going to go on into our word of God. And we're going to read now our second key scripture, and it reads this. It says that I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 119 and 14. And it's estimated that every year over 300,000, let me correct that, new books are published worldwide. Yet, we find out that one volume, and that is the Bible, that stands above all others. And how can we explain the appeal of this ancient old book? And I'm here to give you the answer to those questions. It is God's word given in human language. And it tells you and I about our Creator and his purpose for the world. But it also gives you and I the most accurate understanding of mankind, perplexing nature, and why we behave the way we do. The writing of others and our own experience can teach you and I much about why we behave as we do. But we know only the Bible tells us that our sinful heart is the heart of our problem, and that we can be changed from within by trusting Jesus. Yes, the Bible is still relevant, and I'm going to ask you on today, are you growing in your love for the ancient old book? We know that our hearts and our conscience cannot guide, for they're deceived by sin inside. But if you want to see what's true, the word of God will mirror you. We know that the Bible is a mirror that lets us see ourselves, you and I, as God sees us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God. We know that many of us wouldn't ignore a dollar if it was lying on the ground. We would gladly pick it up and put it in our pocket. Yet we often ignore the Bible, which is a treasure chest, and it's overflowing with God's precious promises. David, the likely author of Psalm 119, recorded these words. Said the rich blessings he experienced as he studied God's word and stored in the pocket of his heart. David not only rejoiced in God's word, but he also used it as a personal safeguard against sin. He said to God, your words are hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's verse 11. We find out David, hallelujah, did more than just memorized it. He saturated his heart with its truth. We know that using these methods, he meditated on God's precepts and he contemplated his ways and delighted himself in the Lord's teaching. That's verse 15 through 16. Therefore, he could say, I will not forget your words, verse 16. For we don't easily forget what we treasure in our heart. We know that the Bible is God's treasure chest. Hallelujah. It's God's gems, and it's gems in God's word. Like David, you and I, we can hide them in the heart so that you and I remember them and rejoice. Because my Bible, to me, is a treasure house where I can always find whatever I need from day to day, from heart and soul and mind. And we know that rich treasures of God's truth can be discovered in his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God. And we know that having goals in the life can give us purpose. It can give us purpose and new meaning. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know that God is our shield and our glory. He's the one who lifts up my head. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 3 and 3. Hallelujah. I want to ask you on today, is God your glory? That 66 books, that good news that you have lying around, maybe in your living area, under your bed, on your chest, your chest or drawer. I would like to know, is that your glory? Is God's word your glory? Because that's what we're talking about. Is it still relevant? We're talking about the word of God. And God said that he's the same yesterday as he is today, forever and ever. And Psalms 3 and 3 says the word is the translation of Hebrew, which means weight or significant. Some people treasure their worth of beauty, intelligence, money, power, prestige. But David, who wrote Psalm 3, found his security and worth in God. He said that many stood against him. And in this life, in this race, on this journey, you and I, we're going to come against principalities of the dark age of this evil world. We know we're going to come up against principality where people will talk down to you, up to you, talk just all sorts of derogatory comments at you because you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. And so David said that he heard their cruel voices. People are going to say unkindly things against you for standing up against the word of God. But you got to keep on standing. We can't fall down like wimps. We got to stand up like soldiers that we are. God placed us on this journey. And this is our itinerary that he has outlined for you and I. He said, go in the world and preach my gospel. believeth shall be baptized. And he that believeth not shall be damned. So you have to go out and preach God's word no matter what. If your co-worker don't like it, if your siblings don't like it, your colleagues don't like it, your business associates don't like it, your family members don't like it, your spouse don't like it, you have to keep on telling the word of God, because you are mind over matter. And God's word matters. Hallelujah. It gets the utmost attention. When we pray, God acknowledge our prayer petitions. God do not turn his head and his eyes off of us when we're praying in secret prayer. When we're in our prayer room on our altar crying out to God, God is listening to every cry. He knows what we need. And God said that he will not withhold not one good thing from you and I. Hallelujah. So we know that people are going to say cruel things. And he was tempted to believe them. Sometimes you can believe them if you let that negative come in. But you can't allow that negative to come in. You got to keep it out. Shut it out. Let your window down to negativity. You got to let your window down and close it out. You have to change lanes. You got to get in your lane and stay in your lane. So to give way to discouragement and depression, nevertheless, he was confident and he was strengthened his heart with these words. He said, "You, O Lord, are my shield for my glory and the one who lift up my head." That's verse 3. What a change that realization made. He had God and his enemies did not. So you just know that you have Christ and Christ has you. Hallelujah. And your enemies do not. So he could hold up his head with confidence. That verse 3 says, "I can bring peace to my heart, even in the midst of a storm of trouble." You can rest assured that God is your shield and your deliverer. He will deal with your adversaries in due time. Tell God all about your troubles and let him be your glory. You don't have to defend yourself. Ask him to be your shield of protection of your heart, and he'll overshadow love and care. Then, like David, you can lie down in peace and sleep at night through tens of thousands that are against you. Verse 5 through 6. "Though many be against me and you and us, and will attack my name and your name and God's name, but I glory in my Savior and trust him just the same. We know that no one is more secure than the one who is held in God's hand." So I want to encourage you on today to hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter what come against you, keep your hand in God's hand, and he'll be your glory. And our sermon on today was, it's still relevant. The good news of Jesus Christ is still relevant. Right now, this minute, this second, this moment, this hour, this day, right now, is still relevant as it was over 2,000 light years ago. It was good for our ancestors in their time. It is good for you and I in this 21st century. We're going to now change the dimension of this program. I'm going to bring this program to its closure. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you can call in those numbers that shown on your monitor, and we'll be glad to pray and pray on your behalf, you that desire prayer. And if there will not be any prayers, then we are going to now go in to our program of hymns. Hallelujah. And Song of Zion. And this is just to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. And until we come across these skyways and highways, you're most certainly encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And you that are be traveling on the interstate and the highway, just buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, because he is people friendly. And just like your American Express card, don't dare leave home without him. We're going to now go in to our hymns of Zion. Listen up and be blessed. And you can send your correspondence to this program. Has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. 1600 Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. And let me give you the church information. You can send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. As I first stated, this program has been brought to you by Broad Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your host has been Overseer Janice Ward. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to now bring you Hymns of Zion. Be blessed. Have a beautiful and splendid Happy New Year 2015. God bless you, you and you, all around the world.
Paradise,
paradise.
Oh, no, man, no. know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay.
Heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that
I know too much about him. We ain't got nothing to lose, so just try him. Can't get a witness to help me say he forgave me. Preach and he delivered me. Preach and he saved me. Preach, you better preach, 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 preach. Say that word. Out there on their deathbed, the doctor said there's nothing else they can do. Somebody has dead to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But an old man that is able to fix everything you are going through, and this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there. Really doubt him. You gotta believe me. I know too much about him. We ain't got nothing to lose, so just try it. Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Preach and he delivered me. Preach and he saved me. Preach, you better preach, 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 preach. Say that word.
whatever this is right here. It's gonna be cool. Ha, come on. It's a new generation of the gospel nation. So crazy. Kiki, and you know him.
If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it. Cause it's like I'm bugging out. You changed my whole world, you did it right in front of my eyes. You got me in a phase tonight.
Don't mind.
Understand your ways of time.
But it's alright
for what you done.
Lawless, boy, you just don't know how good my God is. I met the Lord and then he hit me to some life, gang.